Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We're going to have Elliot join the show coming up at noon today. Lots to talk about with Elliot as the draft is 8 days away. This segment brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding, take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Eagles, the draft. Had they really figured out the NFL draft? Where do you come down on that? Are you convinced of it? 215-592-9494. And, of course, the big Phillies win last night. But, Hugh, along with all the draft stuff yesterday that Howie was talking about, and Nick, because Nick was part of the conversation yesterday as well with that press conference, they did ask Howie about a deadline that's approaching quicker than I think a lot of us anticipated. I think it's May 1st. The Eagles have to make a decision on Jordan Davis's fifth-year option. Now, he's under contract for this year, but you have to decide by May 1st, are you picking up the option on his contract for 2026? So it's a yes or a no. If it's a no, he becomes a free agent after this season, which means this is his contract year. If you pick it up now, he's guaranteed $12.9 million in 2026. Here's Howie talking about that decision. And, you know, last year they had to make the decision on Devontae, similar situation, but they re-signed Devontae to a long-term deal, which kind of complicated, you know, them picking it up because they didn't really have to worry about it. This seems a little different. Here's Howie yesterday.
At this time last year, we were actually talking a couple hours before with Devontae Smith with his extension, and that had come a couple of weeks before the fifth-year option deadline. With Jordan Davis, unless there's any news on him, just what makes the differences between those two situations, and how influential will the draft be in your decision on whether to pick up his option?
Yeah, just to be consistent, we're not going to talk about any particular player in their contract situations. I would have to go back and look at what you're saying there. I'm probably not educated enough right now to talk about specifically how that worked with Devontae. But at the time, obviously, we were nearing completion on Devontae's extension. I don't know the timing of it. Did we exercise the option at the same time that we executed the extension? Which I think we did, but I'd probably have to look that and get back to you on that.
Yeah, he totally dodged the question.
Because he didn't have the information.
He didn't want to answer it about Davis. Here's where I'm at. Look, Jordan Davis is fine, he does one thing well, which is help stuff the run. If I'm Howie, I would not pick up the option in his contract. I would not lock myself into $12.9 million in 2026 by May 1st, because that's when you have to do it. He's on the team this year. He's going to play this year. He's going to help this year. And I would play it out. If he has a big year, right, if he takes a step forward, then I wouldn't mind re-signing him. But I don't want to give him the 12.9 for 2026 right now before this year. Last year, he only played 37% of the snaps.
I was about to ask you that.
So where are you on Davis? Because it's a complicated decision. It's nothing to do with this year. You're locking yourself in to 2026 at $12.9 million. You have to do it by May 1st. You in or you out?
I think it's very interesting, Joe. And the reason why it's interesting is because it's how you value what he does with the team. Now, you talked about the snap count. Now, to me, that's not as big of a thing because the only guy that didn't rotate for the most part on the D-line was Jalen Carter. He was the guy that was on the field most of the time. Now, most of these guys, on a regular, they play like 30 snaps a game. And the reason why it stuck out to us this year is because a lot of times Jordan wasn't on the field, or he would get like 12 to 15 snaps a game. Now, it all depends on, and I know I'm answering your question in the long form, but it all depends on how he graded out in those plays that he was out there. Because a lot of times I can make an argument that the reason why he didn't play enough or play as much is because a lot of times the teams were in passing situations and they wanted their best pass rusher on the field. But on those rundowns, how well did he grade out? And I think that's the biggest thing. So to answer your question in a long way, yes, I would pay him, because right now I'm thinking that he meant more to that defense and the run stuffing than we account than we want to give him credit for.
So to me, it's is what he does worth $12.9 million, right?
Yeah, because that's what basically I'm saying in a long way, but that's basically what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think they – so it's interesting the timing of this. The timing of the fifth-year option, this is not a coincidence, Hugh. They put it after the draft, right? Mm-hmm. So teams can –
figure out what they have and figure out, yeah.
I mean, I think a part of this is going to be, do they draft a defensive tackle next
that
weekend?
That can do both.
And if they do, I don't think they're going to pick up the option because they have his replacement then picked out. And if they, if the board falls a weird way, if they end up getting a corner and a tight end and whatever, maybe they say, we'll get a defensive tackle next year. And then they say, all right, just to cover ourselves, we're going to pick up the option for 2026.
And I'll say this, it all depends on if you want to keep him as depth.
That's expensive depth, though.
It is, but... again, I don't know how he graded out in those downs that he was out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of hard to say because, you know, as a fan, you see, who was it? The other D tackle? Can't think of his name right now. The one that just left.
Milton.
Sorry about that, Milton. Sorry, Milton, if you listen. Probably not. But he was a pass rusher. If you could find somebody that could do both, that might change things. But I think that his contribution was enough that initially they're gonna keep him.
I just look at what they have on the books already for 2026. They got Jalen, you know, they got Lane, AJ, Mailata, Devontae, Barkley, Dickerson. I mean, these guys are not going to be cheap next year. Then the Jalen Carter extension could come. I can't allocate almost $13 million in 2026 to a run stuffer. I think I could find one cheaper somewhere else. Maybe at the bottom of the draft, maybe a free agent next year.
I mean, you can, but...
it just feels like a lot of money.
Again, he played well in the Super Bowl, too. He played well in the Super Bowl. His contribution in the Super Bowl, I think, helped them, you know, get to where they wanted to be. And it all depends, Joe. Like I said, again, if he graded out well on those downs that he was out there, you'd be hard not to sign him back.
Yeah, it's not I don't want him here. Like, I actually would be interested in declining the option and try to bring him back for cheaper. I mean, like, I don't mind him here. I just – when I think $12.9 million, I don't think a guy that plays – 30% of the snaps. It just doesn't feel like it adds up to me. I
mean, need those run stoppers, though.
I know. They let
And then when you talk about, I mean, I hear you with the 12-point-something million, but that's still cheaper than what you probably get if you go sign somebody else to do that job, like a Calais Campbell or somebody like that.
Mm. I don't know. They just they let their starting right guard go for $10 million a year. I'm going to pay a defensive tackle that plays 30% of the snaps.
Yeah,
$13 million?
Don't you just think that that's kind of a spot where if they address it in, you know, on day two of the draft.
Yep.
They get a guy, defensive tackle, who's a little more well-rounded. He's a run stuffer, and maybe he can end up rushing the passer kind of like Milton Williams. That's cheaper. It's controllable. You got him for the 4 years.
Yep.
Like, I think I'd be okay with walking away from that price tag.
Yeah, and I think that, to your point, Joe, I think that's probably why it was timed the way that it was, so that you can figure that out as you go. And then after that, right after the draft, you have a training camp, so you can figure out after that training camp if you're comfortable enough.
Right.
Putting whomever you draft in that position, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is all going to come down to next weekend. If they get a defensive tackle, you know, that they like and that could play that role, I think he'll be here this year, but not moving forward. 215-592-9494. You could chime in on that as well. Should the Eagles pick up that fifth-year option on Jordan Davis? It's a lot for me for what he provides. Big V in Mount Laurel, talking Eagles and the NFL draft. Big V, what's up?
Big Hugh, Kyle. How you doing?
And what's up, man?
Joe Giglio.
Hey, Big V.
Joe, I can't believe that we're on the same page today.
Uh-oh.
Wow. I got to change my mind then.
No, that means you're in your right mind. Mm. But you change your mind, then you're on the wrong side. But anyway, listen, let's talk about that, pick up that 5 year. No. I mean, he didn't play that many snaps. There's not that much proof that would warrant, you know, 12 plus million, you know, for this next contract. Let it play itself out. Let him see if he can, you know, really produce, really shine with the rest of the superstars on the team, and then reward him properly for that. But in terms of the Phillies, man, I'm glad they won. I really couldn't deal with another day of hearing all of that Philadelphia whining.
Whining? Who's whining? We're just telling the truth around here at the Big V. Come on now.
Some of us actually take these teams seriously.
We took a pledge, Big V, that you didn't take it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nope. Certainly did not.
He said no with pride.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, just given the time of baseball, I mean, you're just getting up to 10% of the season, and everybody, you know, like, wants them to go, you know, win the division tomorrow.
That's right, yeah.
Or in the case of you, Joe, you wanted them to win it yesterday.
Well, we'd like them to look better.
Well, the games count, Big V. They all count. You got to win enough to make the playoffs.
They do. But the big topic at hand was, oh, man, I forgot.
What are you convinced about? The Eagles have figured out the draft?
It'd be like Justin Tybee. Don't worry about it.
Of course, because, you know, I'm starting to be more like Hugh and getting to my long talk and then losing my chain.
That's great.
I like how everybody want to use me as an excuse when they mess up, but it's cool.
I'm sorry, Hugh.
No, it's cool. I'm okay with that. I'm built for this.
But, listen, I think they have it to a level of success that would keep the Eagles on pace to being a dynasty.
So you expect them to keep hitting all their first and second picks every year, like home runs?
Well, I mean, the law averages say that they cannot do it.
Well,
every
that's my point. That's what I'm saying.
But reality is that, you know, a lot of people call it luck, and people call you lucky when they're jealous of you. The true thing is that you have preparation, timing, and execution.
Well, but Howie used the term luck yesterday. I mean, he used luck.
Yeah, that's what keeps people from being, you know, upset with him for being like the big guru of the NFL.
So you think he was trying to come down to the level of the common GMs, the common folk.
Correct.
I got
correct,
you. Correct. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, because people get really jealous when you have brilliance. I mean, look at why y'all always jump on Hugh.
You think we jump on Hugh for his brilliance?
Yeah.
Genius
comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors.
And sounds, especially when it comes to Trey Hendrickson. We hear that sometimes, too. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
You have to look at what Colin Powell said about success. Joe's on a heater. Cared for.
Big V, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What do you got?
Let's go with chicken.
Chicken is not it. Big
That's
V,
a good
appreciate
guess,
it. It's actually, this is on me. I messed up. You were supposed to give a second clue before Big V. Big V, hand up, my fault. You didn't get all the clues you needed. I'm sorry about that. Hugh,
you'll be all right.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good guess.
Not that big of a deal.
Big V, better get off that damn speakerphone.
Yeah,
next time
the whole thing was a mess.
He's a problem.
Yeah, he's a huge problem.
I've had to warn him before.
All right. Well,
he won't be warned again.
We might have to put him in caller jail. All right, Hugh, what do you got for us? Clue number two today.
You've probably had this recently.
Well, that goes for a lot of things.
Yeah, you probably had it. Well, you probably had it recently.
All right.
See, I'm looking at a threesome.
I ain't had ever one of those. I'm just saying.
It's good to know.
I like how you responded to it.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah.
So you said you expected this to happen before the third clue. We'll see if we get to that
third clue. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get to the third clue. I don't.
We'll see. All right, let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, David.
Hugh, I have a favor real quick. I'm going down to that game today, and I need that winter jacket of yours so I can stay warm. You mind that loan to me?
Yeah.
I left it at home, but I got it. It's clean, too. I took it out of storage.
It's not really baseball weather out there.
No.
It's chilly.
It's a little brick.
So. My one and only game this year, and I got to go down there and freeze.
It's going to be cold, man. Yeah. That's why I'm mad. I'm mad at baseball.
Mad at baseball?
Because the way they did this.
What do you want them to do?
Start the season a little bit later.
But then it ends at Christmas.
What, the season to end in December?
Well,
I'm going to be freezing
saying.
For the most
I'm just
important
saying,
part
I,
of the
I woke up this morning mad about that.
It's going to be snowing in the World Series if you're
just
in charge.
I'm just saying, man.
What's with football guys and the cold? I saw Boomer Esiason saying, Juan Soto just doesn't like the cold weather. What's going on here?
Well, it's the truth. Like, football players are built different.
Is it football players or former Jets?
It might be the Jet and you guys.
No, because Boomer.
You don't claim Boomer?
Oh, no.
The Jets don't really claim you.
Boomer was a Richard. No, they don't. Boomer, and I know we work with Boomer. I know he's in the company. But Boomer knows he's a Richard. Boomer was a Richard when he was the quarterback for the Jet. Nobody wants to touch that, huh?
It's okay. I don't know.
There's nothing we can really add to that. You played with him.
Lonely Island, it's cool. Yeah, he was a Richard. But no, it's baseball. Is not to be meant not to be played in cold weather, in my opinion.
They play the playoffs in October.
The boys of summer. What does that mean?
And when do they crown a champion? October.
But the boys of summer.
But the weather now and the weather in October
tonight,
is not
people
that
are going to be out there pretending that it's not cold.
No, they'll know.
And
it's
they're going to freeze.
They're going to freeze tonight. My God.
Also, you could buy a ticket to a different game. No one forced David to go tonight. I mean, no, that's David's decision.
See how you just put it on David. David, it's your fault you blew it.
It's not about me right now.
No, but listen, David. You know what it is? Because I'm still mad about the opening day, the home game. Geez.
What are you mad about?
Because it was warm.
That had to do with the Phillies or baseball.
It is their fault.
No, this is.
You should do a better job of scheduling these damn games when it's warm. People coming down, it's going to be warm this weekend.
So hold on. You want the Phillies to play on the road the whole first month and then backload the home games?
I want it to be warm when I go to the games. It should have been. That day was lovely. That day was beautiful.
But you're not going tonight.
It was cold. I'm worried about the people that are going.
You're worried about them?
You know, yeah. I got to tell you.
Put a coat on.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have to wear a hoodie at the baseball game than go to last year when it was like 100 degrees?
Oh, see, that was hot.
Sitting out in just the direct sunlight.
That was a little
That's
swampy.
That's brutal,
yeah,
man.
That was a little hot. That was a little swampy. That's when you get a little swamp. Yeah. You got a little swamp.
I'd rather be a little cold than, you know.
Oh, well, a nice little breeze.
Yeah.
You'd rather be really cold? Yeah. You'd rather be cold than really hot?
No. So I'd rather be, like, if it were the extremes, I'd rather the summer.
Me too.
Summer over winter.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to enjoy a baseball game outdoors, like, I can do 50 with a little wind.
It's just
That's better
up.
Than, because he was talking about the boys of summer. 60. The boys of summer is when it's 100 degrees.
65.
And it's just sunny.
65.
Bundle 65 is, like,
up.
Beautiful.
Put your coat on and get out there. Of course you would.
Everyone wouldn't take 65. It's like room temperature.
When I walked out the door this morning and I was going to the car. And it was cold.
It was like 40 degrees out.
I refused to walk back in. Because once I hit the door, it was like, it's a wrap.
You never took my advice. Leave the coat in the car.
I did it this time. I left it in the car, okay. But I'm not walking back in the house.
Yeah. All right, David. Dave, what do you got on the Eagles?
Sorry about that, Dave.
Yeah, you set us up.
No, thank you. So do I get the coat or not?
Well, you need a coat.
No.
As far as the Eagles go, I think, as far as Howie Roseman, you know, I'm the idiot who, you know, adorned him, general manager for life. He's learned from his mistakes, and he's not, you know, no one hits on 100%. It's impossible, which is why you need all these draft picks, which is why you don't trade away your whole draft class, you know, because you need these picks to fill in the holes. And Howie has taken his personal, feelings out of it. You know, I don't think you'll ever see another Jalen Reagor over at Justin Jefferson again, but they have a formula, they have a process, and for the most part, I think he sticks to that process now, and he listens to people around him, and it's made him not only a better GM, but it's made this team what it is, and I think he's going to be able to sustain this going forward, you know, for life, according to me, so... I think we're good to go.
Well, I hope you're right, David. And we keep it up. We're going to win a lot of football games. All right, David, what do you got? What is your guess for Hughes Clues?
First off, great clues, man. I'm proud of you. All right. How's that?
Sarcasm. No. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Yeah, total sarcasm.
I'm going beef. What's for dinner?
Beef is not it, David. Appreciate it. Hugh, you
we have beef every day.
We do on this station. There's a lot of beef. You were convinced that people were going to get this one early.
I might make it to my third clue. Well, you know what it is?
We're bordering on noon here.
No, you know what it is? Never mind. I'm not going to say it because that'll give it away.
Don't do that.
No, I'm
you can't cheat the process.
No, I'm not going to cheat the process. I was about to say something like that.
Because you've done this before when you just want to feel good and big self-esteem.
I feel good. Listen, I feel good regardless.
Well, until someone says you're a company man.
No, that one or I got trust issues.
Afraid of commitment.
Yeah. Those two right there, that digs into me.
He gets the personal texts after those things come on to the air. Doesn't like those. Jamal and Willow Grove. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jamal. What's up?
These people are nuts. You can't guess the draft. There's too many variables. There are just too many variables.
Yeah, but a lot There's of people, Jamal, content. They think he's solved this thing. He's figured the whole thing out now. No reason to worry anymore.
Yeah, but like I agree with Kyle. Howie also admitted that a lot of that was luck. Mm-hmm. He literally said it was luck. So my thing is that like you can be lucky. You can also be lucky. You can unlucky. You can hit on a pick. You can miss on a pick. I mean, just look at last year. It happened in a Falcons game. A small twist of luck, and we lost at the end. That can also happen in the draft.
Well, Jamal, look at last year. I mean, Quinion and Cooper DeJean fall, right? Like, in retrospect, if you redo the draft, there's no way those guys are the 22nd and 40th picks.
Well, fact. Also, there's never been an Eagles draft like that. So occasionally, like, I hate to use the term lightning in a bottle, but, like, it happens. And we're getting that Super Bowl hangover again, man. We're so drunk on another Super Bowl that we're not thinking clear. This happened before. So I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. I won't do that again.
Yeah, it's called Super Bowl syndrome. A lot of people have it. And unfortunately, there's no cure. I mean, like, if we had
Proud
a cure.
Proud of you, Jamal.
Yeah, Jamal's somehow you
Hold strong.
You have the antidote for it somehow. You're one Hold of the few.
Dude, we've been in Philly our whole life. This happens all the time. Anybody pretending is nuts. Mm-hmm. Okay?
A lot of pretenders out here.
We won in 2008. We won in 2008. We swore we had enough. We didn't in 2009, and we haven't been back. Well, we've been back, but that core hasn't been back. So it happens. But, like, as far as a draft pick, a draft like that, I mean, come on, the odds are that got to be up there with the Powerball, dude. I mean, are these same people going to say we can guess the lottery? No, you can't. That's the whole thing.
Well, I don't know right now.
I can see Hugh saying that.
Yeah,
what's that?
The lottery. I'm not dealing with gray area, Hugh. I don't have time for that.
What do you mean? What do you mean, gray area, Jamal? I feel I'm offended.
Yeah, that feels like the new one that he was going to
latch on to. Gray area, Hugh.
No, I just have a different perspective. It's not gray.
It's called gray area.
You do. It's just so contrary to what we remember as a player. Sometimes I'm like,
this is not the guy that slammed Jamal into the ground.
You know what it is, Jamal? Because it's called growth.
Oh, jeez.
It's called growth.
Sure? That sounds like a political answer, sir. You won't confirm nor deny.
No, you're supposed to. Listen. Sure. If when you get older, you're supposed to change your ways. Now that old person is still in there, but we suppress him a little bit. We keep.
I think Jamal's got you pegged. Dead on.
He does. Jamal has figured you out.
Yes, gray hairy Hugh. You still my guy, but you gray hairy.
I can't believe that, right. Jamal. I feel attacked.
You know how they put the early bracketology out for college basketball? Gray area Hugh's got a chance to make a big run next year in the bracket of Hughes. Really does. Jamal, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues, your answer today? What are you thinking?
Honestly, I never know what Hugh's thinking. I'm just going to go down south. Pie. I don't know.
Pie's not a bad answer.
That's not a bad guess.
It's not. I mean, I don't know. How often do people have, like, an apple pie?
I don't
pie
know, Jamal. The way you came in, I just knew you had it. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Well.
I just wanted to say that because he called me great.
He got you.
I'm disappointed.
He nailed it. All right, we are giving away, and this thing is going to roll into the 12 o'clock hour. We got a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. Draft party activities include Eagles locker room tours, Eagles cheerleader and swoop appearances, and more. We'll be there doing the live draft show starting at 6 p.m. all the way through the Eagles pick. Maybe it'll be moving up. Maybe it'll be staying at 32. Maybe a trade back to day two. But I'm thinking they're going to make a trade on day one. All right, coming up on the other side, we will have Elliot Shore Parks with us in studio next. We get treated to in-studio Elliot. His take on Howie, the draft. Have the Eagles really figured this out? I mean, you look at the hit rate of their last four drafts, the first couple picks in each one. It's remarkable. Devontae and Dickerson and Cam Jurgens and Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. It has been a remarkable run of drafting. Are you convinced the Eagles have really figured this out? I'm not. I think they're better at it now, but I'm not convinced they've totally figured it out. Teams will catch up. Hugh's feeling it, that they've really found a formula here. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles pick up that 50-year option on Jordan Davis? And a big Phillies win last night with a big hit by Boehm. They're back at it tonight with Aaron Nola against the Giants. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. Elliot next. All your phone calls as well as we give away this 4-pack of tickets to the draft party on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn. It's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.